And I couldn't say I hadn't done that because that used to be the password.
That's right. Okay, well, let's say if this fella is really interested in this girl, and he spends a lot of his time with her so that the neighbors begin to think that he's getting serious about her, what do they say he's doing?
They say he's in love.
He's in love, or if he eventually intends to marry her, he's doing what?
He's intending to marry her, make it his wife.
Would you ever say that he's courting her?
That's right.
Would there be any other way to say that?
Nothing, no other way. He's courting.
Okay.
You have to court before you can marry.
Okay. So if this boy and this girl are really getting attached to each other, you'd say, what would you call him? You'd say that he's her, what?
Boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. And she's his.
His girlfriend.
That's right. Okay. If this fella happens to come home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother said, uh-huh, I know what you've been doing. You've been
kissing.
That's right. Giving himself away.
That's right.
All right, well, if this fella asks this girl to marry him and she doesn't want to, what did you say she did to him?
No. And sometimes that breaks them up.
That's right. So she just...
They ain't decided to marry. Mm-hmm. And then if she wanted to marry, maybe she wouldn't want the boy to ask her to have.
So she just turned him down.
That's right, turned him down.
Okay. Well, if she didn't turn him down, then they might go ahead and
marry.
Okay. You'd say they got...
Got married.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you know, generally at a wedding, what do you call the man who stands up with the groom?
Your best man.
Uh-huh. And what do you call the girl who stands up with the bride? The best girl. Okay. Have you ever heard of... after a wedding, maybe some boys in the neighborhood might gather around the couple's home and just start making a lot of noise. What would you call that?
I don't know what I would call it, but I've heard of boys getting around the couple's home, ringing bells,
yeah,
and beating plows, and blowing car horns and all that kind of stuff. I don't know what you'd call that.
I've never heard that called anything. Have you ever heard it called a chivalry?
Never did.
Or maybe a serenade or something like that?
Serenade, I've heard it called that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would anything like that ever be done if somebody had made everybody in the town mad, maybe by taking some kind of unpopular political stand, something like that? Maybe if he'd said something that had insulted somebody else in town, would they do something like that? Go around his house and make a lot of
ruckus? That's right. They'd go around his house and do a lot of things that they wouldn't have done if he hadn't have made them mad.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. If you happened to be in Atlanta for a time and you saw somebody over there that you want to tell me about, you say, well, sitting here talking to me, you say, well, I saw him
in Atlanta.
Just in Atlanta. Would you just say, I saw him in Atlanta?
That's right.
Would you ever say, I saw him over in Atlanta?
Well, I said it like I would.
Say it in Atlanta.
I saw him in Atlanta. Over, the way it ought to have been over in Atlanta.
Well, what about if you saw him in Montgomery? What would you say?
I'd say I saw him in Montgomery.
Okay, or Briar Hill?
Briar Hill.
Or Troy?
Or Troy. Or Shady Grove.
Okay. All right. If a fella lives at where the